This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Paris Friday, where France and Ukraine are set to sign a bilateral security agreement. Zelensky's office said he will also travel Friday to Germany for talks with Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The meetings come a day after officials said Russia launched new missile attacks on Ukraine, injuring at least 11 people in different parts of the country. We get more on that part of the story from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Officials in Lviv, near Ukraine's border with Poland, said three people were slightly injured there, while two schools and a kindergarten were damaged. Yurko Nazorik is the co-founder of a private school in Lviv. Fortunately, there were no children here. Even if the attack happened during the school day, the children would have been in a bomb shelter. There were no children in the school at the time of the attack, so there are no casualties. It was the second series of Russian missile attacks so far this month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The United States does not see signs of an imminent war by North Korea despite incredibly dangerous activities in recent months and its refusal to engage in diplomatic talks with the U.S., according to a top U.S. official. Jung Park, the State Department senior official in charge of North Korean affairs, said U.S. officials are always watchful for any kind of activity by Pyongyang and will continue to work with Japan and South Korea to bolster extended deterrence, aiming to shape North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's calculus regarding the initiation of direct military action. In Tokyo, Japanese officials issued a cautionary statement regarding North Korea's escalating capabilities. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A massive fire swept through a paint factory in India's capital, New Delhi, killing at least 11 people and leaving four others injured, the news agency Press Trust of India reports. Fire officials said the blaze started late Thursday on the ground floor of the factory, trapping victims on the floor above with no way out. The cause of the fire was not immediately clear. Police here in the U.S. are trying to determine who was behind the mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. Correspondent Bruce Morton has that story.
Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better for a smaller event at their home stadium. This way, he believes security can be managed more easily. One person was killed and 22 people wounded when gunfire broke out shortly after the Chiefs left the stage at their victory rally on Wednesday. Security experts say large gatherings combined with the prevalence of guns can make for a deadly combination. I'm Bruce Morton.
Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex civil marriage. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons. Supporters of the bill say same-sex couples will now be able to pick up their children from school, be able to travel, go to the doctor, or take children to the hospital. Same-sex civil partnerships have been allowed in Greece since 2015, but that only conferred legal guardianship to the biological parent, leaving their partners in a bureaucratic limbo. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hong Kong has cracked its biggest money laundering case ever, with approximately $1.7 billion U.S. dollars involved, according to authorities speaking on Friday. It was a large-scale transnational money laundering syndicate, Hong Kong officials telling reporters at a news conference, where evidence from jewels to bank account details were presented, packed in plastic bags. And there's an Indian connection, according to the authorities. Seven people have been arrested so far in connection with this case, according to the customs officials. And Senegal's Constitutional Council Thursday ruled that Parliament's unprecedented postponement of the February 25th presidential vote was not in line with the Constitution, pitching the country into a new phase of electoral uncertainty. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.